The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Good morning. You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind. This is John Knight filling in for the great Terry Raposa. He's out of town educating patriots. First, I want to thank all the patriots, the great people who are in the arena fighting for our liberty. I know there's a lot of Winter Warriors listening to this program, and I thank you wholeheartedly. Today, I want to talk about the March primaries in Shasta County and our elections in general. I was in a group of great minds the other day, and I was trying to figure out the best way to vote, and I was really surprised that there was no consensus on what the best way to vote was. Some people were saying, don't bring your ballot in and go in on election day and get a precinct ballot. Other people were saying vote early with your vote by mail ballot. Other people were saying, to go in and drop off your vote by mail ballot on the day of the election. And I thought to myself, what a freaking joke, man. Our election process is such a freaking mess that, you know, why is it so complicated? There's so many different ways that people can do funny things in these elections. So, I encourage people to call in today. I don't have a guest host here. Because I want to hear from people with constructive ideas. I think we've gotten to a point where if our supervisors cannot have the power to let us vote by hand, we need a vote by the people. I think that we should see this on the November ballot. So, I mean, what are we going to do here? We have whole countries that can vote on election day. Same day voting, voter ID, hand counted. Whole countries can do it. Shasta County can't. I mean, what's really going on here? Let's talk about Gary Cadd. In 2012, there was an election with Gary Cadd, and he, I forget who he's going. It was in city council, and in 2012. He was going against Dick Dickerson for city council. It was 11 votes that he won by. So they went to a hand count. There was 30,000 ballots that were counted by three people. Two people flipping ballots, one person observing. It took 2.5 days. You know what they found out? The machines made over 200 mistakes. Okay? And there was not one contested vote. All right, we can do this. We had over 300 volunteers locally that were willing to hand count votes. We used to do it this way. Whole countries still do it. Why is it that every time Shasta County does something, there's a knee-jerk reaction from the state, either from Governor Mussolini or some globalist senators? You know, we've got AB 969. I mean, they actually talked about Shasta County. They obviously, in a knee-jerk reaction, are really worried about us having local control over our elections. Seems like no matter what we do, we recalled Modi. In District 2, we the people recalled him. And they came out with government code 25060, where you have to be in District 1 to vote for Kevin Cry. You have to be in District 1 to recall Kevin Cry. Now, I got my ballot the other day, and it was just, it really hit me hard, you know, when I'm looking at this ballot and I see I'm in District 1, so it gave me the option, recall Kevin Cry, don't recall Kevin Cry. And that's it. You know, when we had the recall on Modi, I mean, it makes sense that you would let the people in your district be able to recall him, you know, and, I mean, pick his replacement. So it's pretty sad. I mean, I don't really know how we got this bad. I guess just too many people sitting on the sidelines and not paying attention. It's time to get off the sidelines. You know, I want to thank everyone again. I know I'm so proud to be from Shasta County. I mean, there are so many great people here. I mean, just in the fight every day. So many winter warriors. I don't know. I'm hoping some people have some great ideas. I don't know what people think about putting a vote to the people, if our representatives. I talked to someone the other day, and he's a really good lawyer, probably one of the best. I'm not going to name him, but, you know, I called him one day, and he answered, and I said, hey, man, let's get some coffee. And I wanted to see about holding some people in government accountable for corruption. And, well, I ran into him at the health food store, and I said, he goes, oh, hey, man, you wanted to have some coffee? And I said, yeah. I go, well, I found out that you're only a defense attorney. And he goes, yeah. He goes, only the government can prosecute. And I said, well, how do you hold government officials accountable for corruption? And he says, well, that's where the pitchforkers come. And I started laughing. I'm like, it's pretty wild that we the people, our own tax money is used to stop everything we try to do to restore liberty. If we try to sue the state, our tax money is used against us. I mean, and that would probably just be a long, drawn-out process of making us broke and distracting from other ways of restoring our liberty. You know, I had a family member. One of my best friends. I've known him since I was 12. I'm 45. He's been a dear friend of mine for 33 years. He's actually family now. But his dad got a ballot in the mail the other day. And his dad's been dead over 2 years. We have a lot of people who are talking about getting duplicate ballots in the mail. There's people who moved out of state. How do we get to a point where we just accepted vote by mail ballots just sent out to everybody? I mean, literally just sent out to everybody. How many people, how easy would it be to forge a signature and just send that ballot in by the mail, drop it off in a Dropbox location, okay, vote, drop it off on the day of the election. You can literally show up to a Dropbox, and ballot harvesting is legal. You can pull up there and just drop 10, 20, 30 ballots in the Dropbox, and it's perfectly legal, and nobody could say anything. There could be a video or a picture of you dropping off 20 ballots, and nobody can say anything. I know how to restore our liberty. Same day voting, voter ID, hand count, get rid of this vote by mail. We've got to figure out a way to get local control over our elections. I think it's our most sacred right. I don't think there's anything more important right now. I don't know if it's past midnight. Is it 11:59:59? I don't know, but it'd be pretty easy to forge a signature and just send that ballot in. And I know that that's definitely happening. So how easy would it be if you had the voter rolls? Okay, we got a caller, Nick. We have a caller, Nick, on the line. What you got to say, Nick?
Oh, gosh, I got lots to say, John. Good morning. Hey, we need to look at what Laura Hobbs said about the codes. She's got the codes down to where we can do what we want when we want a hand count or run our own elections. And if she doesn't get in, you guys need to follow up with her because she's, I don't know, she's breaking some ground that we hadn't heard of before. But, you know, there was an article in a paper yesterday. Somebody had called in a radio station, not this one, the other one, and they gave a number out to call if you got a ballot that didn't belong to you or anybody in that household. And they took it off the air after three or four things because I don't know why. But it seems like, you know, that would be great. Have a number and let people know that all these ballots are going out. I think it'd be an astronomical number. And the election office, they couldn't jump on top of that quick enough and shut that down. And it just kind of shows that possibly there is a lot of deliberate ballots going out that don't belong out there.
Yeah, yeah. And, stay on the line, Nick. So I believe that it was Bev Gray who's on the election commission, and a radio ad went out, and they shut it down. And what they said in the letter, I believe, was that the only place you can bring a ballot or report the ballot to is to them.
Well, the thing is, I don't think she was asking for the ballots. I think she was just asking for information.
Or information on it, the ballots, pictures of the ballots or whatever. But where's the check and balance here? I mean,
well, there's none. Now they're telling us what information we can have and what we can't have.
Yeah, I mean, look, has anybody been able to verify the petitions for Kevin Cry? I mean, we haven't even, nobody has gotten to look at that except for Joanna.
You know, getting to that recall deal, there ought to be some kind of way that this recall group could be sued for slander because everything they say is dishonest.
I agree.
It's just unbelievable what they get away with saying that just has absolutely no basis to it.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like, oh, we sent Gavin Newsom a letter, and I guarantee you we are going to get to pick the next person to fill that seat when Kevin Cry's recalled. Or how about the Secretary of State getting up in front of the Board of Supervisors, and Mary Rickard asked her, what's the error rate for hand counting? It's between 1 and 25%. Where does this number come from? I mean, they just make stuff up. I mean, that's a Secretary of State. Oh, between 1 and 25%. Give me a break. Okay, and then how about Kathy saying, it's going to take millions of dollars, $3 million, $4 million, $5 million, I guess some different numbers were thrown around, and $1,300 extra poll workers to be able to hand count.
You know, I've got an idea they don't want a hand count. What do you think?
I think they're afraid of the can of worms this is going to open up because, I mean, I don't know why little old Shasta County would, every time we do something, why is it that the state comes down and tries to stop us dead in our tracks? Why can't they just leave little old Shasta County alone? I mean, we're designed as a bottom-up government. Can we not have, you know, control over our own elections?
Well, it's not just control over our elections. It's that we want to be able to trust our elections. And it's clear that they don't want us to.
Yeah, I mean, that's
all I want at the end of the day, win, lose, or draw. I just want to know it was an honest election.
Same here. Hey, this is crazy. I mean, I don't know how else to get to that point. I mean, I don't know how to restore voter integrity. I don't know how to restore the trust other than, I mean, look, Nick, I was looking at the election numbers last night and the percentage. Different elections have different turnouts. Presidential elections have the biggest turnout, obviously, but it's anywhere from 15 to 55% of people do not vote that are registered voters. 15 to 55%. I was looking at Shasta County numbers. Over 55%. do not vote. And we just mail out ballots to everybody. How easy would it be to forge a signature? Let's say you get your mom and dad died, and now you inherited the house. And you think you know better than other people, so you're doing it for the greater good. Come on, you know what your parents' signatures look like.
Absolutely.
Everybody is forced.
Trace it. Somebody's watching you. You can get a signature and trace it.
Yeah, exactly. Most people have probably forged a signature, whether it was their parents for a school note to say they were ditching school, so they were saying they were sick, or maybe, you know, a bill of sale or a pink slip. Maybe you bought a vehicle from someone and they're out of town and you don't want to mail the pink slip to New York
Absolutely.
So you sit there and it's not like you're doing something shady. In this case, it definitely would be shady. Now, what if you were on the inside and you had the voter rolls and you could look at the trends and you could look that people who are registered to vote but never vote, or someone's dead, you would know that, or if they moved away, you would know that, you'd have a pretty darn good idea of who is voting and who is not going to vote. And what do you got to lose? What happens? I believe that if somebody goes in there, they just say, well, you already voted.
Well, if it was up to me, I would throw all the registrations out right now and re-register in Shasta County. If you want to vote, come in and re-register. Margaret Cantrell, who spoke at the supervisors' meeting, so, well, she's had a lot of meetings, city and county. She said that we should set up registrations outside the supermarkets and people come by and re-register. I think that would be a great idea. But she also said she had a friend who has lived in this house, I think she said, for 10 years, and every election she gets 5 extra ballots from people that have lived there in the past. Margaret said that she took those 5 to the voters' registration office and said these people don't live there anymore. And this was only, I got the impression it was 4 or 5 weeks ago. And lo and behold, they got voter pamphlets a couple weeks ago right back at the place after it's been brought to their attention that they're not there.
Oh, don't worry, Nick. They're cleaning the voter rolls. They're so...
Well, you know, I heard this on one of the radio shows. I'm not sure which one. This guy went in to register to vote. And he got all registered and everything, and he said they never asked him for ID of proof where he lived or anything. No. So I guess you can just walk in. I imagine you could probably walk in 3 or 4 times and register over a year.
So in the June 7th, 2022 election, I think it was in 2020. I'm sorry, I'm getting my years mixed up. But I had moved to a new location. And I did not register at the new location until about a week before, and I started thinking about it. Oh, my goodness, I don't want to, like, be registered in the wrong place and different district, and you know what I mean? I wanted to be legal, so I re-registered at the new location. So it was only a week. I think you need about 14 days or something like that to actually get a ballot mailed to you. So I just went into my polling location, went in there, and I said, I don't have my mail-in ballot because I re-registered. I wanted to be, you know, legal and everything. And they go, okay. And they handed me a stack of papers with all these names on there. They literally just handed me a stack of everyone's name. And they go, it's alphabetical. And they go, okay, find yourself on here. And I'm going, wow, okay. And I flip through. It's alphabetical, not too hard to find my name. I go, okay, there I am. And they go, okay, cool. And then they get on the phone, and they call, and they go, we just want to make sure John Knight is registered to vote. And then they hand me a ballot. You know? So I'm like, no voter ID? I mean, let's think about it. Any one of us, if we had access to a voter roll, you could just get a bus of people, okay, get around on a bus, or a van, or you just drive around in your cars. It doesn't really matter how you get from location to location. You could literally be handed a list of those people that normally don't vote or are dead or whatever, And you could just go in there and say, I'm this person. You don't have to bring any ID. You don't have to even bring the ballot. They just go, okay, here you go.
And if you've got that list, you can go from polling place to polling place to polling place and just use a different name.
That's what I'm saying. And there's nothing we could do about it, all in the name of privacy. So I got an idea.
You know, I've got an idea here, John. Laura Hobbs, why don't you call in if you, in fact, put that number in and explain what was going on there? I think that'd be a great little conversation.
Oh, I'd love it if she called in. I really want to hear what you were talking about.
I've got her number. I'll call her and tell her to call in.
So, you know, another thing that's a joke is one more thing before you get off the line is that you can check to see if you voted, but you can't see who you voted for. So, you know what I mean? So you can call and verify. And so what if we had random serialized numbers that were on the ballot, okay? So it changes every time. It's not like that number stuck to you, okay? But you get your ballot, and it has a number on there. Or, I mean, it would be better if there was no vote-by-mail ballots and you actually just went down. And so what I'm trying to say is what if on your ballot had a random serialized number on there that was assigned to you, you took a picture of it with your phone or write it down, and then you can actually go into the database and the archives and look and see not just if you voted but how you voted and make sure your votes got counted the way you actually voted. I mean, it would be pretty easy. I mean, there's probably a million of thousands of different ways to do it. We could probably have some grade school kids come up with a better, you know, more secure system than we have right now. All right, I got another caller.
Before you go, if they send me number 666, I'm not going to accept it.
They probably.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too, Nick. All right, we got Robert. What do you say, Robert?
All right, I got another caller.
Dear Robert, can you please turn off the radio from your side?
I will, as soon as you go.
All right, we got
Robert. You are on the air.
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm calling in because, one thing that it's trust. We have a problem of trust right now. Nobody trusts anybody. You know, the one side doesn't trust us, and they want it the way the state wants it, and we just want a fair election. And I think everybody thinks that hand counting is acceptable. But one side wants it done by machine because it's financially fiscal for the state and everything. I think it's control. They want to have control. You know, what happened in our elections in 2020 was that the swing states are doing exactly like California now. It's the mail-in ballot, and they have a lot of time to turn them in, and then they count them, and then they communicate with the machines. How much do we need to change things? And it takes a few days to figure out how they're going to get all those ballots made up and everything. It is cheating because there isn't that many votes as they came up with, 87 million votes for Biden when we already toppled Obama's on with 74 million. It's obvious that there's cheating going on. And everybody knows it that has a brain.
No. Joe Biden was the most popular president ever.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Obama was very popular.
He was.
You see a lot of, Obama stickers, a lot of people supporting mm-hmm. Obama. I think that Biden, the only votes Biden really got, where people was out of hatred for Trump. So
yeah, that's right.
But
and he was in the basement. What, right when he campaigned in his basement.
Yeah, you know. There's no way that he got more votes than any.
And with our little register here, the Kathy Allen, she doesn't trust us. We had 300 volunteers that she just won't let us volunteer to be observers. And that's what happened at the last meeting. I caught that there was a lot of people. Why didn't you let us volunteer? Well, it's because she knows that we want it, and she wants to use her position to say, hey, no, I don't trust you. and there's lots of volunteers to do it, and it would be very cheap. You know, and we could split up, and we could have it done in all kinds. We don't have to have one big building. We can have it done in a lot of small places where we do have under 1,000 votes. So,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, you could vote at the polling location right there.
Mm-hmm.
Same day
and
voting.
I think, working with Homicide, I wasn't employed by the government. They hired me to work with them, but I know that.
Hey Robert, we've got to go to break. If you want to hold over,
okay.
Okay, we're going to break here. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
All right, I'll hold.
Get ready for the ride of a lifetime and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000.
Rev up your ride.
Swipe to win draw.
Where the thrill of winning meets the power of a brand new 2024 Can-Am Outlander.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Final drawing on April 25th for your chance to win cash or a 2024 Can-Am Outlander.
For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
All right, you still with us, Robert?
Yep, I'm still with you.
All right, I just wanted to say one thing real quick. I think this argument that it would cost more to hand count, I think when you factor in the leasing and the purchasing of these machines, and the fact that it's cheaper, and so the argument that we would get the elections faster. Why does it still take 3 weeks to get the results?
Yeah, and the machines cost $600,000 a year to rent, and then we bought the machines.
And how can
for $800,000 and that we can use them forever?
Yeah,
I'm just saying there's a lot of really big lies going around. You know, I worked for a homicide, I know how criminals think, and you know. With the way the government comes right in and changes the law immediately when we want to do something, well, they're afraid that they can't cheat with the machines. They're afraid it's going to take on, so they got to stop it in its tracks. That's what's going on. I mean, it's obvious to any investigator what's going on and who the criminals are.
Yeah, it
really is.
It takes a
huge. My personal belief on the how to vote the same day election, and you go down there and you get that. You exchange your ballot so you can put the one you mark in the machine and watch it. And if we did it in so many people, it's hard for them to cheat when it has a very, very big number in there already, because, you know, once they come up with 120,000 voters and there's only 100,000 people, it's going to be kind of obvious who's cheating.
Yeah, I would be okay.
It'll be the register, you know.
I would be okay using the machines to try to get a quick result, which doesn't happen anyways. And then,
but our
primary source was hand counted, so you could run
it
through the machines.
If you trust the operator of any device, then that, any device is a tool. Just machines can be extremely accurate.
Oh, okay,
you know, like Linda Payne said, oh, I go to the airport. And, or was that lady that was with her, I can't think of her name, but she says to go to the airport and they handle the flights and they're just perfect, you know, machines are great. Well, yeah, but it's the operator. We intend to not kill anybody on that, but with voting, there's a lot of money involved, and certain people are willing to pay to get into office. And if you say, hey, no, you can't see the source code, you know, passwords, that means the people that rent the machines can sell elections to the politicians.
It takes a huge leap of faith to have faith in our elections.
Yeah,
hey,
that's right.
Robert, I got another
caller.
Okay,
that's all I had to say.
Hey,
yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate
all right,
you.
All right,
great
bye.
Stones, we got Stones on the line.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So there are a few new things for this election cycle, but a couple of old things also. Vote in person on election day at the precincts using a precinct ballot. That is one of the best ways. Although, because we're still electronically tabulating now centrally at the elections office, that still allows for 7 days after election day, mail-in ballots can still be received and counted for 7 days after. So the more results we have on election day, there's still that 7-day buffer for additional ballot harvesting via the mail-in process. And like you said, John, this entire system is so corrupt top to bottom, inside and out, that, we only have 10 fingers and toes and all that, and you're plugging the leaks in the dam, and you're right. There's just no way to stop all the leaks, unfortunately, the way the system is set up, and that's intentional. you were mentioning how the state's retaliating. So on Valentine's Day last month, the state introduced Senate Bill 1174. So they're going to prohibit a local jurisdiction from establishing a voter ID requirement. That's retaliation against Shasta County, because we've been talking about that here with locally establishing a local voter ID requirement. So that's additional retaliation.
I believe they even mentioned charter counties, and since we've been talking about charter counties.
Correct. Chartered cities and counties are also going to be subject. So, and that law will pass as urgency, and it will be in effect for the November election, because that's what the state does. But here's something new. If you go to the precinct to vote, or the elections office to vote, and they say you've already voted, now this has happened through many, many election cycles. So the push that we all need to really do this cycle is we need to file a written challenge. You're allowed to do that by law, to file a written challenge against a vote. And you can challenge somebody else's vote, but in this case, you're going to be challenging the vote that was cast under your name that you know for a fact is not your vote. So make sure you do that in writing, either at the precinct, and if the precinct, they may refer you to the elections office, that's fine. Do it in writing. Insist you show them your identification when you file this written challenge, and you make sure that they write down that they observed your identification. And they're going to likely get hundreds and hundreds of these illegal votes where people show up and they say they've already voted. File a challenge. File the challenge immediately, the next day, if possible. Now, what they'll do at the precinct is, all they can do at the precinct is issue a provisional. So go ahead and do the provisional if they say you've already voted, because you still need to cast a vote, by election night, right? You still have to cast a vote so that your vote can be counted. But they're likely going to have hundreds of these challenges, I hope. And if they're done in the manner I've already described, then the original votes should be adjudicated where the original votes are null and void. That's why you showed them your ID. And then the provisional that you filled out as a result of the previous illegal vote in your name, that provisional then should be substituted and counted. So this is something that we have to start doing now for every election cycle up to and until we take full control of our local elections.
Yeah, I wonder how many messes wouldn't have to be cleaned up if we just had one ballot per person. We didn't get them mailed out, and then you can also get one at the at your location to vote, or the ROV office. They can just hand you another one. I mean, there's all these extra ballots everywhere. I mean, if there was just one ballot per person, same day voting, and you went in there, I mean, it would just, I think it would clean a lot of this mess up. But I think it's messy on purpose. I mean,
oh, absolutely. It's intentionally designed the way it is. So if we start to correct certain portions of the elections laws and processes, then the fraud just shifts to the other processes and laws that maybe are not being fought at that moment. So it's absolutely, and remember, a year and a half ago almost now, I came up with the idea of separating our local races on a separate ballot and a separate envelope. We take full control of a local voter rolls for those local races, re-registering everybody, new voter rolls with IDs. And unfortunately, that hasn't happened. But that's how we fix at least our local elections at this point. And then I just want to say a couple of last things real quick. United Sovereign Americans, they were here February 17th. They're out of New York State. They came in and did a wonderful presentation regarding the federal election laws that are being, and the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution that's being violated at each election cycle, pretty much nationwide. But it also applies in California and in Shasta County. So our Board of Supervisors already has the legal justification to refuse to declare the winners of this current election cycle. And I think that's going to be very interesting because Kathy and Joanna, the registrars, they will be presenting their certificate, their certification, to the Board of Supervisors probably the first week of April. And the Board of Supervisors is going to have a very interesting choice that day. If they're going to declare the winners according to law, or are they going to say, we're not going to declare the winners because of the violations of federal law, and the solution they should offer at that moment would be, we're gonna set an individual independent investigators, and it could be the Election Commission and other folks, where they go in and look at everything for the March 5th election cycle. Everything. Did I say everything? I said everything. The electronic ballot images, the paper ballots, the voter rolls, and make sure that every illegal ballot that went out and that came back in and was tabulated, that each one of those is identified. And what'll happen is, this means it'll be a manual recount. That's what'll happen. But that would be the solution to refusing to declare this March 5th cycle, is to basically do all of that. So it's going to be very interesting this time. But anyways, any questions before I get out of here?
I saw something about San Francisco opening up voting for illegal aliens and people that are not actual citizens. I know in California here we already have law enforcement for non-citizens, which is pretty crazy. But I don't know.
Yeah, and that's another topic, the law enforcement thing. But yes, San Francisco, they just appointed somebody on their election commission that's actually not a citizen. And I believe it was last year they allowed non-citizens to vote in a local city or county race. Alameda County, I believe, they're trying to allow people under 18 to vote. That's I think, still in the works.
I wonder if there's selective enforcement on, like with the Attorney General and, where they're just going to kind of let people have local control over their elections where it helps with their agenda, and maybe when somebody is trying to restore voter integrity in other places, they're gonna put the hammer down on them.
Oh, well, that's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. We've never heard any news story about the Secretary of State going to San Francisco and saying, hey, you can't be putting illegals. Illegals are not allowed to vote, and nor are they allowed to sit on any election commission. No, that's not happening. And just like you said, it's because it's just filling their narrative. So thanks. I want to thanks for the time today, John. Doing a good job.
All right. Hey, thank you for all your work, Stones. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Take care. All right. There it is there. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, the selective enforcement. It's like playing against a stacked deck. It's, I wish I had all the answers and how to fix it. But I don't. I mean, at what point do we get local control back? What's it going to take? I'm going to go back to, I think we need to have a vote by the people on whether we want to go back to hand counting, voter ID, same day voting. And we have so many messes to clean up. I mean, like Stones was saying, there's so many cracks in the dam. It's hard to plug all the holes. You know, you plug a hole here and then another crack opens up and the water, the corruption just keeps pouring out. I mean, it feels like there's so much, it's overflowing over the top of the dam. I don't know what's more important than restoring our voter integrity. I mean, what else do we have if we can't have fair, safe, transparent elections? I don't think we might as well just bow down to the state. It looks like we've got another caller, Joe. She's not very good at spelling. It's okay.
Joe, yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, Joe. Okay. That's okay. It's her second language, and she's doing a great job. Okay. How's it going, Joe?
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Hey.
He said it himself, right?
Politicians tell the truth sometimes. It's kind of a...
Yeah. And what more do you need? He said it himself. He said it to the whole country. There you go, right?
No, we have the most fair and transparent elections ever.
The greatest voter fraud in the history, organization in the history of the country. He said it himself. So, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I guess, that was kind of interesting. It's hard to keep up with all the stuff that that guy says. I don't even like saying his name. He's pretty hard to watch. I used to watch some of the stuff and laugh about it. Now it's kind of like a slap in the face. Kind of, I wonder what other countries think about us having a leader like this, that old poopy pants. I mean, I don't even, I can't believe that he's actually our president. But anyways, if anybody else has any ideas, you know, give us a call. I'm just going to tell a story. I've told this before. We're talking about trust and that it takes a huge leap of faith to have faith in our elections. And, you know, if somebody was in a position of controlling our elections, it would be pretty easy to restore the trust. Back in June 7th, 2022, they were just leaving all the ballots out in totes, and they just wanted us to trust. Looks like we got another caller on the line. We'll take that. I'll finish my story after. I've said it a few times, but they were just going to leave it all out. We couldn't even figure out a time to say, hey, let's meet here at a certain time. We just want to put some tape on the door to make sure. Let's see here. We have Dick on the phone. Dick on the line. What do you say, Dick?
Good morning. I've been listening to this license plate business, and I had a thought. For three what ifs. What if Mary is telling the truth? She had nothing to do with that license plate. What if the good Lord knows something about Mary that nobody else knows about? And what if the license plate is actually an act of God? That's my thoughts.
Okay, what are we talking about here with the license plate?
The license plate, the 666.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't think she has... I mean, is it an act of God? I don't know. But I'll tell you what. There is something to do with license plates having 666. I'm kind of a numbers guy. I pay a lot of attention to numbers. And that number seems to come up quite a bit on license plates if you pay attention. And it's artificially... you will see that number more than 777 or 222 or 33 or any other number. So it pops out. It's on trailers. I've got to chop that one up to coincidence, but maybe there is more to it.
Yeah, I just said, what if? What if that license plate is an act of God and she got it because of that? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Dick. So anyways, there's all these ballots everywhere. And they're just in totes. And all we wanted to do was say, hey, there's a bunch of unsecured ballots. All we want to do is put tape on the door with some signatures. And what time are we going to meet here tomorrow? We'll open the doors together. We just want to make sure nobody's around the unsecured ballots. Well, they, couple hours of arguing over this nothing came of it. It was just, hey, do you want me to tell you how to do your job, John? Yeah, well, guess you want me to come to your business and tell you how to run your business? Well, guess what? My business is my business, and you work for us, we the people. And, I mean, why wouldn't you just want to take out all of the questions of whether there was people around unsecured ballots? It would be really easy. Let's meet here at 10 o'clock. We'll open the doors together. That way you guys can sleep good at night. Okay, we got Jesse Lane. Jesse Lane, what do you got to say, brother?
Hey, I was calling about this license plate thing. I've heard a lot about it, and to be honest, it just reminds me of a Looney Bird thing. A California-issued license plate has nothing to do with yourself. I'm not a Mary Rickard fan by any means, but what you get from the state of California has nothing to do with you or who you are or anything else. If it was a custom plate, I'd get it, but... I keep hearing this, and to be honest, sometimes I believe we need to, you know, have a Christian basis through yourself when you're running for politics, but you need to almost not push that agenda because it ends up pushing a lot of people like me away from the whole thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, there is a disproportionate amount of 666 license plate, but yeah, I don't want to spend any energy on that speculation. 100%. I agree with you. I mean, that's kind of like, there's a lot of really solid things that we could be talking about aside from that. But
yeah, I mean, I'm looking at one of my license plates, and I mean, it has three numbers in it. I'm like, you know, what, you know, you and I both know you could follow different numbers. Different numbers.
That's true. That is true.
But a state issued license plate, it doesn't. You have no choice on what the state gives you and doesn't give you.
100%. I mean, if you want a customized license plate, you got to pay for it. What a joke! I don't want to give them any more money. And to be honest, I don't really care what my I never look at my own license plate. I don't really care.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
No, that's all I had.
All right.
It's just, you know, that's kind of my thing to any of the candidates running, you know. Keep a fine line between your religion and what you're pushing out there for people that are supporting you and following you, because a lot of us just want you to get in there and do the right thing and stand up for the people. And, you know, the push thing, a lot of the times it starts reminding us some of the big church on the hill stuff, and a lot of us get shined away from that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Have a great day. Okay, we got another caller. Looks like Jimmy on the line.
I'm right here. So let's not forget history. Abraham Lincoln, when he was running for president, warned of voter fraud. So this whole thing about, you know, the mail-in voting and not checking credentials is a time-tested thing. It's happened over and over again. And then don't forget Tammany Hall, folks. Look that up. That's corruption at its best. That's all I need to say.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I mean, there's many... We can look at history. many times. We got another call. Looks like Kevin Cry is on the line. What do you say, Kevin?
Hey, not much. How you doing, man?
Oh, it's another great day to be alive.
Hey, so I was gonna say I was just calling in for the show because that guy that just spoke, but if you may run out of time before I get on.
Yeah, so you're live. What's going on? We got 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, John. I thought you were at break. Hey, no, I just want to say whoever that last caller was that talked about like the separation of church and state, essentially. I didn't catch his name. I just caught the end of it, but I think that's absolutely right. I think one of the things, because you know the license plate thing, I realized my license plate says 66866 because I never really paid much attention to it. But, you know, the one thing that I want to also get people to understand is, you know, when you have a faith, whether that's Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever, I mean, you don't separate your character and who you are from the office you're going to. But I don't think we have to make everything so polarizing and have to make everything so attacking, because that's the last thing I believe most faiths probably teach. I'd say most, not all, but most. Is just having a spirit of love and forgiveness and moving forward. And that's the one thing I think is getting lost a lot in just the world in general. But, John, thank you so much for taking that caller. I appreciate everything that guy had to say.
I appreciate you. And a lot of this stuff is divide and conquer. They get us fighting amongst each other to where we just do the opposite of what the other people do that we're supposed to hate and disagree with. And you know, this is a strategy. You know, voter integrity, come on, guys. This is something that we should all be looking at. History, looking at, like, who cares? Win, lose, doesn't matter. This is something, let's unite so we can fight another day, because we're going to lose our control over deciding who represents us or deciding any of the policies, deciding how we live. You know, we were designed as a bottom-up government for a reason. And I mean, if there is any, there's definitely a major government overreach going on right now. I just want to, we got Bruce on the line, but hold on, Bruce. I'm just going to say this one quote. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes. That's Joseph Stalin. Okay. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes. Okay, Bruce, what do you got to say, Bruce?
Now, I just
wanted
to. We got Bruce on the line.
Turn your radio off, Bruce. Pretty please. You're on the line, Bruce.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, talking about the license plate, you know, we don't want to make it a big issue, but there's an easy process to replace your license plate. That DMV allows it, and it's easy to do. There's a form online that you can get it changed. So if you're unhappy with 666, get it changed. It's easy. So, and finally, on the elections, you know, the Constitution and some of the laws imply we should have a single day of voting. And I'm hopeful if Trump is successful and we have an election and gets back into power with a Republican Senate and Congress, they can do something about that and mandate a single day of election. And also maybe a mandate for at least federal elections that you have to hand count ballots. Is that feasible?
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I mean, I think that's pretty logical stuff. It shouldn't be this.
Yeah, I think the law covers some of these things about a single day of voting. The Supreme Court needs to get their act together and get involved in these issues sooner than later. This process is too slow, and they need to put out some directives on some of these things that are gnawing issues in the country instead of sitting back and waiting for cases. It's just so frustrating.
Yeah, my trust in some higher powers to come and save us is just, I'm completely kind of lost faith in that.
I agree. Yeah. It's so disappointing. I mean, we got to keep fighting, never give up, the wolves are at the door. I mean, it's really pretty bad. So
yeah, the president's not going to save us. The governor's not going to save us. Supreme Court's not going to save us. I mean, I think that we're the only ones who are going to be able to save ourselves. Well, anyways, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we need millions of people in the streets like you see in other countries. We just can't get that that interest in this country, sadly. So it's discouraging, but we can never give up because the fight is worth fighting for sure.
It is, and you know what? We need to have fun with this. This is it can be frustrating at times, but